Okay, today's daf is Chulin Kuf Chaf Tes, and we are on the last daf in Perek Ha'or V'Harotev. Before we get to the last three little prakim related to three other little mitzvahs, so the heaviness of Ha'or V'Harotev, we have one more day. Then we have Perek Azroa, Perek Rishis Akeiz, and Perek Shiluach HaKan. End off. Well, every day is a high, but anyway, we end off today, Be'ez Hashem, with Ha'or V'Harotev. So if you remember, we have been discussing the definition of Aver Menachai. What is Aver Menachai? What is Basar Menachai? That was yesterday's discussion. We have three different opinions in the Tanoim. What exactly is Aver Menachai? Why is it important to know what Aver Menachai is? Because Aver Menachai is Metame, and Basar Menachai is not Metame. That's why it's very important to know. So we had the three different shitas. We had the shita of Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi says it depends if it could regenerate itself. If it could regenerate itself, then it is not Metame. Because just like a mace is metame, and a mace cannot regenerate itself, so too, anything that cannot regenerate itself is metame, like a limb. A bone can't regenerate itself, but flesh could be regenerated itself. That was the definition of, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva said, it depends if it has gidim va'atzamos in it. Just like a behemoth has gidim atzamos, so too, Aver Menachai has to have gidim and atzamos. If it's purely flesh, purely basar, it's not going to be good enough. And Rabbi says, it's got to have all three. Basar gidim atzamos. It's got to have all three. If it's missing any, then it is not good enough. So those are the three shitas in the Tanakh. Just to mention, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalad, of Shar Avos Hatumos, he paskins like Rebbe. He paskins like the highest standard of what is needed for Aver Menachai. Hakol Yevah Lashon Vasafa Vachayotzi Bohen, Afopi Shehen Evarim Ein Osen Chalifin, Hoel Ve'ein Bohen Etzem Harehin Kabasar. Even this, certain types of parts of the animal are limbs and they don't regenerate, but since they don't have bone in them also, then it's considered basar. It's not considered Aver Menachai. So Rambam requires all three, like the Shita of Rebbe. The Kesef Mishnah here asks, why doesn't he pass on like Rebbe Akiva? Lama lo pasak Rebbe Akiva mechaveiro. A principle, halacha Rebbe Akiva mechaveiro. Whenever Rebbe Akiva has a machlokas, here's Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe, and Rebbe Yossi Aglili. Why did he paskin like him? Va'od kasha. Then he calls another one. He says he paskin like Rebbe. He should have excluded our kuba, which we just said. V'tzarachian. So that was the, that's the Kesef Mishnah Eliza v'tzarachian. So one of the achronim discuss that halacha is Rebbe Akiva mechaveiro, but halacha is like Rebbe mechaveiro too. So what do you do when you're stuck, when you have Rebbe against Rebbe Akiva? Halacha Rebbe Akiva and halacha Rebbe mechaveiro. So one of the achronim suggests that the tirits b'halichos olam shekeshem shalach Rebbe Akiva mechaveiro kakam halach Rebbe mechaveiro v'agam sherebi yukamo talmud sher Rebbe Akiva. Right, Rebbe is much later. He's the grand talmud of Rebbe Akiva. Shereihaya talmido sher Rebbe Meir shereihaya talmido sher Rebbe Akiva mikamakam kivat shalom nechelku zeb b'fnei zeb mamish efsher shalacha kamo Rebbe. If they would be head to head, that would be a problem, and you would not know who to paskin like, because each one is halacha ki each of them mechaveiro. But here, because they're not going up against each other head to head, so it's not a total against, so therefore you might be able to hold like one principle and that would not be a violation of the other principle. That's what he suggests, but it's interesting in terms of psak halacha, who we hold like. Okay, we continue though now. The second to last skinny line. Second to last skinny line on Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, 128b. Tani Nami Hachi. By the way, just to mention, today's daf is sponsored again by the Michelson and Kozlowski families in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yehoshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai. We thank them for this week's sponsorship of the all the Torah learning that we learn will be Lezecher Nishmatan. Tani Nami Gabi Shrotzim Ki Agavnas. The Brisa says we also learn a similar Machlokas Tanoim by Shrotzim. Yochol, because there's a concept of Aver Menachai also by Asheretz. So Yochol Basar HaPorish Mna Shrotzim. Yei Tame, you might think that flesh, Basar, that separates from Shrotzim, will be Metame you, Tamalomar Bimosam. Ma Misa Shein Osa Chalipin. Of course Shein Osa Chalipin. No, it says in their death. Shrotzim are only Metame you in their death. So just like Misa does not, you can't regenerate, right? Unless it's Tchias HaMesim, but naturally not. So to hear, Div Rebbe Yossi Aglili, Rebbe Akiva Omer Sheretz, Ma Sheretz Gidim Va'atzamos, I've called Gidim Va'atzamos. It says the word Sheretz, just like Sheretz has sinews and bones, so too, anything that is going to be considered Eiver Menachai has to have Gidim Atzamos. Rebbe Omer Sheretz, Masheretz, Basar Gidim Atzamos, of Kol Basar Gidim Atzamos, has to have all three. Bein Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva, Iki Ben Ayu, Arkuba. Between the Shita number two and Shita number three, the difference is Arkuba, this part of the animal that Rashi said again is sold with the head. Rakuba Hanim Karas and Amro does not have any flesh, it just has Gidim Atzamos. So that's going to be the Nafkamina between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe. Rebbe Akiva says it would be Eiver Menachai, and Rebbe says not, because it's not Basar. Ben Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Yossi Aglili, my Ika Benayu. According to Shita number 1 and 2, what's the difference? Amra Papa, those two are going to be the difference, because those do not regenerate themselves, but they don't have bones. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it would be Eiver Menachai, because not regenerating is enough. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it wouldn't be Eiver Menachai, because it wouldn't be good enough. So we have the same parallel machlokas between the three Tanoim, both by an animal and by a sheretz. So if it's Sricha, why do we need the machlokas by both? The Iyashmina, on the sixth wide line again. The Iyashmina Behema, if I would only have this through a machlokas Tanoim, by Behema. Hainu taima delo matami michayim. Why do you have such a high standard by these and the matami michayim? Mishum delo matami bika'adasha. Why? Because there, by an animal, the shear is a kezias. The minimum shear to be matami is a kezias. So that's why it makes sense. We're more makel there by an animal, right? Because you have a high standard, you have all of these standards, but it's not matami for such a tiny amount, the size of a lentil. But a sheretz, which could be metami you, even the size of a lentil, emel tami michayim. So maybe by a sheretz, you shouldn't have these standards. Even without these standards, it should be metame. That's why you need the context of shratzim. To teach me, no, even by shratzim, you have these standards that unless it has ein osa chalifin or basar v'gidim atzamos, as those requirements, it's not going to be metame. That's in one direction. The Yeshminam Sheretz, and if it tells me, if I only had Sheretz, if the Machlokas only appeared by Sheretz, Mishum de lo metame b'masa, lo metame mechayim. Sheretz also has a kula. A dead Sheretz is not metame b'masa. If I pick up a chulda, or if I pick up, right, without touching it, I put it on a cardboard, right, halakha l'maisa, let's say somebody puts out a mouse trap, and the mouse is caught, so you pick it up, you don't want to touch it, so you're holding it by the cardboard, and you carry it outside, and you dump it. So did you just become tami matami b'masa? So the answer is shratzim or not matami b'masa. As long as you didn't touch it, it's no problem. So I might have thought by a sheretz, which is not matami b'masa, that's why you have the high standard of what you need for something to be matami. Avo behema, the matami b'masa, but nevela we know is matami b'masa. Nevela is matami b'maga and b'masa. So an animal which is matami even b'masa, ima matami tami mechayim. So you might say, okay, it's so chamur. Therefore, even when it's alive, from a piece that's alive, you shouldn't have such a high standard for needing inotza chalifin or any of these requirements. Sricha, that's why we say that you have to have the machlokas appear both by sheretz and by behema. Good. That is, again, the machloka that we're going to end that discussion, the difference between Eiver Menachai and Basar Menachai, and the differences between them. Again, Basar Menachai is not Metame, Eiver Menachai is Metame. Good, fourth to last line. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Hachotech Kesayas Basar Me'Eiver Menachai. So there was Eiver Menachai, which is Metame, like we said, like Nevela, Eiver Menachai, and then I cut off a piece of flesh from that Eiver Menachai. What is the halacha? So the Gemara says it depends. What if I first cut the basar off, and then I thought about it as an ochel? I had a machshava that it should be tumas ochlin after I cut it off. So what's the halacha then? Tahor. Then it's tahor. Because when it was attached, we'll see why. When it was attached, it didn't have its own status yet. It was just part of the Eiver Menachai. Now it's basar. Basar Menachai is not Metame. You didn't think about it. You didn't have a machshava until now. So right now, nothing's making a tame. What's the contrast? But if I did the opposite, what if I thought about it while it was still attached? So at the moment, it cannot be Metame Tumas Ochlin because it's enveloped and connected to a deeper type of Tumah. Tumas Nevela. Or Tumas Eiver Menachai. So right now, the fact that you thought about it doesn't make any nafkamina. But right when you cut it off, so now at that moment, it could get its own status of Tumas Ochlin, and it's touching, as you cut it off, it's touching the Nevela. So that's why Tameh. That's why it would be Tameh in that case, because as long as you thought about it beforehand, you see Rashi says, on the in the bottom Rashi, look at the third to last line. If you first cut it and then thought about it, so that what from the moment that you thought about it, it wasn't touching any tumah. If you gave it taras ochel even at while it was still attached, and then you cut it off, then kibo tumah me aviv. So it was still connected to the tumah when it already was raw. It had tumas ochlin. So therefore, it will be tameh in that case. Period. Just one ha'ara. Rashi here says five lines from the bottom. Rashi quotes bitosef. See Rashi's girsa is our girsa. Hachotech kizayis basar me'ever menachai. That's the girsa that we have. What's the problem with that? Rashi says, bitosefta lo garsidan kizayis. Ela hachotech basar me'ever menachai. Leaves out the word kizayis. Ukegon te'ika kebeitza. Left out the word kizayis, because Rashi says it's like beitza. So most of the time, girsos and Rashi, you don't always know exactly what he's trying to driving at. But here, Rashi seems to be driving at what he said three times already in this parak. We mentioned it on the first day, so we'll mention it today on the last day. And that is, Machlokas Rishon, if you remember, Tumas Ochlin. In order for one food to be metame another food, everybody agrees it needs to be the size of a beitza. But what about to become tame? If I have a tiny amount of food, could that become tame? Even if it's less than a beitza, if it's only the size, if it's a kizayis. So Rashi, three times already in this parak, says that just like to be metame and needs a beitza, so too, to be mitame, mistame, to become tame and needs a beitza. We had that a few times already in Rashi. So this is another one. Put this on the list. Rashi says, changes it to a kebeitza. Remember the first couple of dafim in the parak, we had that, we had the machlokas. The Rambam argued. If you remember, the Rambam argued, he said even a kolshu can become, it's easier to become tame than to be mitame. Okay, the Marsha points that out. Marsha points out on this Rashi, he's going l'shitaso, what he says throughout this parak, that even kebeitza, even to become tame requires a beitza. Okay.
Normally for meat, you have to have machshava that it be food in order for it to come.
Normally for
meat.
For aver for basar min achai, you have to have machshava. Because that's not ra'uy, that's not automatically food, because it's asr. It's asr to eat. It's asr to eat, even for gayim. Regular for gayim. So yeah, you have machshava lahachil it. You're right, but regular basar does not need. If something is inherently like fruits and vegetables, you don't need machshava that you're going to use that for an ochel, because that automatically is ochel. You have to be machshava l'kabal tumah with the liquids, but otherwise not. But here, only because it's aser, generally, and that's why you have to have machshava to bring it to Torah's ochel. Okay, so the difference the Gemara said was it depends if you thought about it before or after it was detached. Rabbi Asi lo ala be medrasha oivei. Rav Asi one time didn't come to shir. Asher chela Rav Zeira. He found Rav Zeira on the street. So Amar lei, my Amar bebe medrasha. He says, what did Rabbi give shir on today? What is he in the base medrash? Baruch Hashem. You learn he was interested even though he wasn't in shir. Amar lei, my kasha lechai. He says, what's bothering you? Obviously, he knew what the topic was supposed to be because he was about to ask a very detailed question relating to our sugya. He obviously knew what the shir was going to be on. But he says, you have a specific problem? So he says, yeah, Amalei, Diktani, because we learned in this Tanur Rabbanan, Chishev Yaka Chatach L'Tameh. We learned that if you thought about it before it was cut off, it's going to be Tameh. Ask the Gemara, asks Rab Asi, Tumas Beis Astarimu, the Tumas Beis Astarim Lo Matameh. How are these items connected? They're connected only not by an area that you could see as you start cutting it. As it gets its own independence, right, while it's attached, so then it's not its own entity. So you don't, the Tumas Ochlin isn't chal on it yet. As you're detaching it, it's only connected inside, as it's in what's called Beis Astarim. Rashi says, Heikibal Tumas Bimachubar, Valo Mago Beseser. And we paskin, Kaimala Benita, the Tumas Beis Astarim is not Matame. It has to be an external touch to be Matame, not an internal touch. So how here could we say that it's going to be Matame, even if you thought about it before you detached it? So Amar Lei. So Rabbi Zeira answers Rabbi Asi. Afledidi Kashali. I also had that kasha. V'sha'il teil Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. I asked Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. The Amar Lei, and he answered me. You're right. It's a good kasha. Hamani Rabbi Meir. This price must be talking going according to Rabbi Meir. To Amar Tumas Beis Hasorim Metame. Who holds that Tumas Beis Hasorim is Metame, and therefore no problem. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Asi still says, "Oh, come on!" But I wouldn't have accepted that answer. The Lav Zimnin Sagiyin Amr Kamai. He gave me that answer 10 times. Zimnin Sagiyin Amr Kamai. He already gave me that answer 10 times. The Amri Lai, and each time I said to him, that's not a good answer. Why? Shani Leila Rabbi Meir, Bein Tuma de Baya Heksher, U Bein Tuma de Obaya Heksher. Even Rabbi Meir, who says that Tumas Beis Hasorim would be Metame, even a hidden touch. Right, would be metame. Even Rabbi Meir is mechalik though between tuma that requires hechsher and that does not require hechsher. When does he say tuma space astarm is metame? Only by the higher level tuma that doesn't need hechsher. For example, something that's inherently tame, a nevela doesn't need hechsher. Other types of tuma. Here, this is tumas ochlin. Tumas ochlin requires hechsher. So he wouldn't say tuma space astarm is good there. So you want to tell me this is according to Rabbi Meir shita? But even Rabbi Meir wouldn't agree there. So Amar Rava, Rava says, and what's the problem? Umay Kusha, Dilma Pish Hukshar. Maybe our case in the Bryce is a case where there was already Hechsher. It already became wet earlier. It already Hukshar. Therefore, it's as if, like the case that doesn't need Hechsher, Yil Tumas Beis Hasorim is good enough, so too in the case which requires Hechsher, after there was Hechsher, he would also agree that Tumas Beis, that's what the Bryce is talking about, a case of Hechsher. So Amale Rava. Two more lines, and then we'll take a break. Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan LaRava. 1 second. Lamali Hechsher. Why do you even have to say that we're talking about a case that requires Hechsher LaKabel Tuma, and therefore Hechsher took place here? Hare Metame Tuma Chamura Agav Agviv. It's connected to Eiver Menachai. So why can't we say it's considered as if it's part of a Tuma that doesn't require Hechsher? Right, and therefore, right, it's connected, agav aviv. Right, let's see the Rashi, because we're going to have to understand this line for the rest of the Amud today. Hari, timatami tuma chamur agav aviv, Rashi says, ba'odo mechubar ba'ever, as it's connected to the ever, haya avatuma latame adam akelim. Right, at that moment, it's part of Eiver Menachai. At that moment, before it gets detached, what are we talking about? What's our case? Keep it in mind. We have a piece of Eiver Menachai, you're cutting off basar from that ever. So while it's Eiver Menachai, it's Tameh, it's an Avatum, it's like Nevela. Once it gets detached, so then the issue is whether it's Matami Tumas Ochlin or not. You thought about it to be an Ochel, not to be an Ochel. But says Rashi, explaining the Gemara, while it's attached, it's part of Eiver Menachai. Remember we said, what's the definition of Eiver Menachai? Basar Gidim Atzamos. And we learned, V'tana Dever Bishrael El Bapirkin, we learned earlier, on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, one needs Hechsher, only something that is never connected and is not going to be, and its destiny isn't to be a Tumah Chamura. But here, this piece of basar presently is part of Tumah Chamura. So why should we say that you need any type of hechsher? It's part of Tumah Chamura right now. That's Rashi. Mazrami Sabala Tabi Tumah Chamura. There it's a little different. There the Gemara said anything that will become Tumah Chamura doesn't need hechsher. Here it's just it's the opposite, but it's the same principle. It's Shayat Tumah Chamura right now. So why, even if it's cut off, we're saying, oh, it's in the category that needs hechsher, and we say the Bryce is talking about a case where there was already hechsher. Rava said, what are you talking about? Rav Chanan says to Rava, right now it's Tumah Chamura. So why don't we apply the principle of Dever Bishmal, that something that's shayach to the world of Tumah Chamura doesn't require hechsher. Final stage, Amar Lei, Kishashimesh, Maisa Eitz Shimesh. When it was being used as part of the Tumah Chamura, it was functioning as a Maisa Eitz, like a piece of wood. What does that mean? For our purposes, it means it doesn't, once it separates, you don't care that beforehand it was part of Tumah Chamura. It's a totally different Panim Chadashos Ba'ola Kan when it separates. It didn't have the status of food when it was connected to the Eiver Menachai. Right now when you detach it, all of a sudden it becomes food. So you can't say, oh, when it's food, we know that it had been connected to Tumah Chamura beforehand. No, it wasn't functioning as food earlier. It was functioning as a part of Eiver Menachai. Part of the limb. It wasn't food then. Right now you're talking about its status as food. What does that have to do with the fact earlier? When do we apply the principle of Rabbi Yishmael, Sofa Latabi Tumah Chamura, when you have the same item that later on might be able to be Matami you? For example, Rashi says, you have an avail of a kosher bird. An avail of a kosher bird, if I touch it, it's not Matami me. What's the Chiddush of the Torah? It's only Matami me as I eat it. It's the same bird now and later. That's where we can apply the principle of, oh, if it's ever going to become Matami to Machamura, which means it's going to be able to be Matami a person, so then now it's not going to need Hechsher. But now, what is a few minutes ago have to do with right now? Beforehand, it was part of Eber Menachai. Rashi says, Kishashimish oso shimush tuma chamura la b'toras ochel shimsha. It doesn't have the status of food. She'ena Eber metami klum al yidei oso basar. That basar is not adding anything to Eber Menachai. Why? Because even without the basar, it's going to be metami. B'toras eit shimish. She'nechshav v'nimnei magidin v'atzamos. V'hashta is abed le ochel upanim chadoshos ba'olakan. Once it comes to ochel, it's a new status, panim chadashos, and therefore I don't care that it had once been part of tumas aveila, and therefore what? This is the end of the section, and therefore we have to say that this piece of buster that came off Eber Menachai is shayach to the world of hechsher, and in order to say that it's shitas Rabbi Meir that tuma space asar is batame, you have to say the brisa was ready hochshar. That's it. So it's basically a detailed machlok as how to interpret the brisa. Do you have to say the brisa is talking about a case where the hechsher already took place, or not, because it's connected to tumah chamura, so it doesn't even need hechsher. But that principle, we're about to quote in five other contexts. The principle of, if something has a certain identity in one area, and in that area, it's part of tumah chamura. That does not mean that once it's separated and it achieves a new status, that's not connected to what was earlier or what was later. Okay, that is the principle that we're going to have all the way to the bottom right now. As long as we understand that principle, we're okay. But we're going to say it five times. Kisha shimesh, maisa eit shimesh. Okay, that is what we're going to get into. Where should we start from? Amar Abaya, number one. Abaya tells us as once it comes up, I always mention, I didn't bring it this time, whenever Panim Chadashos Baal Lakan comes up, just to mention two tshuvas. Panim Chadashos is a phrase which, obviously, the pashtus of the phrase is by Sheva Brachos, that in order to say all the Sheva Brachos, you have to have Panim Chadashos, except on Shabbos, which itself is a Panim Chadashos, sugi in the first parak of Maseches Ksubis, big Levad alumnus, what that is. What's the machayev what's the nature of panim chadashos? But either way, that principle and phrase is used by poskim just to mean in general, oh, it's a new status. So we like to quote the story from Reb Chaim that's quoted in the Isha Mishitos from Reb Zevin. Somebody came to Reb Chaim once and started talking to him about marriage, how marriage is a new status every second that you're married, and every second that you're married, panim chadashos ba'olakan. So Reb Chaim looks at him and says, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Right? Every second he's getting married. So because of the panim chadashos, he was kind of pushing Reb Chaim, who always says, lumdis, like a new conceptual analysis, he took it a little too far. And Reb Chaim was not so happy with that suggestion. But just two other examples where we see panim chadashos. One example, I think we've quoted in other contexts, and that is Simon Memtes, Ramosha, Arachayim Chaylagal, Simon Memtes. Are you allowed to make a church into a shul? Big discussion, Pesachas Avodah Zarah. Let's say you're allowed to make a church into a shul. That's the Shaila. B'dvar beis tifla shel akum, shenechrav, imutar l'knoso, l'sakra l'beis ha-knesses. Nobody's using it anymore. Can use it for a shul. So Ramosha says, be'etzem mashenogu po ba'America. And he wrote this in 1952. Lasos mi beis tifla shel l'beis ha-knesses, kasher ra'itzi bahar b'bat ha-knesses. I've seen it in many shuls. I was once in a shul that was called in Rochester, New York. It was called the St. Regis Shul. Used to be, that was the name of it. V'hu machmas shesomchin al ha-Magen Avram. You quote the line of the Magen Avram that says, "Kubedush ha-Olam nogen lahakel, aval ein daiti nocha mizeh," says Reb Moshe. I'm not so happy about it. T'pashit shema'us zeh le-mitzvah. V'chein mevur sham b'bir halacha, she'be'elu she'emidu sham el-ilayim yesh lesar. V'lachein, av shalobasi lesar es elu batekneskios she'kvar nasu al-pi ha-Ros ha-Chamim, even though the ones that are already made, I'm not being motzi laz on them. He's not saying you wouldn't daven there. V'gam b'chal b'di'evet ein lesser, there's no problem. V'yemkein efshar alma d'batam moslem mitzvah v'chulu, only a din l'chanchila. V'yemkein efshar sh'achrei sh'otziyu kfar hotza g'dola v'asu b'x b'esa k'neses nechsha b'di'evet. But no, it didn't come from me. Aval, but the question you're asking me, whatever Shiloh was specifically in question there, is a little different. You're talking about something that's already dilapidated. You're going to be putting up new walls, a new roof. You're going to be making it basically into a new building. That case, meaning, if you're going to change the structure, if you're going to change the walls and the basic fundamental foundations of the building, so that's panim chadashos, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. One place where we see a tshuva written about it. If you look at Rav Avadya in Yechav Adas, he has two tshuvas, one after another, related to this. Number one, in Chelek Hesim in Yotas, he talks about what if you have fresh fruit or vegetables for dessert. Yurakos chayv shuvu b'sof asu the kondem brechaz mazon. For dessert, kigon chazeres, malafafon, kishuim. And I think lemaisa comes out more by fruit. Let's say you have fruit brought out for dessert. Do you have to make a new bracha on them? What if you had them as cooked during the meal? Does that make a difference? So he goes through discussions. Lemaisa, he quotes that even if you had them as new, he quotes from the Chidah, Shagab Ofan Kazet, Yish Lavarach Alayim, Shapanim Chadashos Bo'olakan. It's a new item, it's dessert, it's not part of the meal, and therefore he says, if they're brought as dessert, Tzarech Lavarach Alayim, Bori Priyadama, V'yafilo Machalim, B'toch Asud, Ekshem Mevushalim, Tzarech Lavarach Alayim, Keshuvu Lafanav Chayim, Likinu Achsuda. Ela, Shabish Lavarach Minyarak Acher, if you have a new vegetable or fruit that you didn't have during the meal, you know, Miyos Tovi Varechalav, Yifter Osav, Ein Zem Ma'akev. That's Rav Avadya, Panav Chadash of Olakan. Four tshuvas later, he talks about, we know you have to have separate clothing for Shabbos. Do you need separate shoes for Shabbos also? Are shoes considered part of begadim? Right, the Gemara says, you have to change your begadim. What is included in malbushcha shal Shabbos ke malbushcha shal chol? So he goes through the whole sugi in the Gemara, whether malbush is part of shoes, and he says, I'll bring you, he says, some of the Akronim say, a raya mukhrachas, that shoes are not part of malbush, because every morning we say two separate brachos. One for Malbush Arumim and one for Shasali called Sarki, which we say we have to have in mind our shoes. The poskim say, oh, two separate brachas. You see, it's not called Malbush. Then he goes back and forth. Oh, no, maybe that's just no raya. But at the end of the tshuva, he says, he quotes that from the Rabbi Yosef Chaim, which is the Ben Ishchai, that he quotes just at the end. He says, yes, maybe you do need, it's a good idea to have, even though maker din you might not. But then the last line, he says, of this paragraph, v'yesh lomar, shatsoveya hana'alayim b'mishcha. If you shine your shoes on Erev Shabbos, maybe panim chadashos ba'u lakan, and you don't need actually new shoes, as long as you shine them, that already gives it a new feeling. So at the end of the tshuva, he says, me'ikar adin, you don't need, ein tzarech liyachin olam b'shabes, rak roi l'mashchan u'l'tzachzachan yafeh, v'hamischased liyachin olam yuchadis l'shabes, tavo l'avracha. If you have separate ones, tavo l'avracha. Okay, panum chadashos b'olakan, a little bit. Vayter. Now back to our show. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayir. Remember the principle that we just said? The principle was, Kishashimesh Maisa Eich Shimesh, which meant that if something is part of Tumah Chamura in one stage of its existence, if it takes on a totally new independent status, then it's not connected to the previous. Says the Gemara, number one, Amar Abayir, Hari Amru, we said, in a Brisin Psachim, Kupas Sa'or Sheyichta Liyeshiva. Let's say you have Sa'or, you have yeast, which is connected to chametz, that's a kupas, that's a basically a square, it's totally inedible. It's hardened sa'or. It's a block of sa'or. Sheyichta liyeshiva. So you're going to use it to sit on. You're going to use it to sit on. So, batla tum'asa. At that moment, if it had been tamei beforehand, and now you're going to use it to sit on, so its previous tumah is batel, and now it's considered a chair. And therefore, if a zav or a zava or any of those people sit on it, they're mitami at mishkav hazav or moshav hazav. right, which is an avatoma. So
this case is a little different because it's the exact same item. It's not like you took
it. Exactly, it's exact. It's a little different, but you're using
a chunk of it.
Exactly,
off.
This is a little different because it hasn't changed form, but it's changing function. Changing function. We're going to apply the same principle. So you can use it as a block to sit on. That line that says it lost its previous tumah and now it can become mishkav azav lav da'oraisa. That's not a din da'oraisa, says Abaya. Why? If it's da'oraisa, matzinu la'ochlin shematami tumah chamura. We know the Gemara says everywhere that food can never be matami tumah chamura. But what do you mean? Here's an example. You have a piece of chametz that got totally inedible, and now you can use it as a chair, and you see, now it can become mishkav azav. So you see it's food that can ultimately become tumah chamura. So doesn't that undermine the whole principle that food is never matami tumah chamura? Answer, kishashimesh ma'isa etshimesh. Don't bring many riyas. Now it's a new status. When it's tumah chamura right now, when it's being used as a chair, it's no longer food. And we don't say it's food that became tumah chamura. No. When it was food, it was one thing. Now it's not food anymore. And therefore, you can't say that one part of its existence will impact on the other part of its existence. Tosfos here asks, tumas alav da'oraisa. Tosfos says, forget the fact that we're getting against tumah. Tema, it has to not be daraisa, because if it's daraisa, it's bayir abayimasei. Tema, dilam mi daraisa betela. If it's not batal daraisa, am I mutul anichla bebeso? I think I just said the opposite way. He says, dilam mi daraisa betela, am I mutul anichla bebeso? If you're telling me this is all on a darabana level, not on a daraisa level, meaning on a daraisa level, it still retains its previous status, so why is it in Israel bayir abayimasei? So Tosis does not give an answer. Tosis Harush here answers, no, you did bittel. And even though bittel, usually we don't rely on bittel, but here in this state where it's semi-inedible, you're using it for a chair, then I say it's good enough. Yishlomak, even to bittel belev mo'el in yishol yavar alav v'ayrobay matzei, hachanami avagad dimi deraisa lo bittel, kima sheyichtel yeshiva lo gara mi bittel belev. This is no worse than being mevatelit, using it as a chair. Why did Tosfos say that? That's what one of the Echronim say, because what l'shitasa, what is Tosfos old bittel is? In Psachim, beginning of Psachim. Tosfos says, Bittel is Hefker. If you remember the Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos there. So Hefker wouldn't have anything to do with this. That's why Tosfos can't give that answer. He just leaves it at Tzarachian. Period.
If it's Yechid into Yeshiva, then how is that Bittel affected?
So that is, the Tosfos Rashi says, the Logara mi Bittel. Because now it's a chair. It's totally inedible. It's hard and rock. And it's not even Chametz Noksha. It's not even, because you're a Mevatalit. Okay, that's all number one. Number two, Amar Abaya. Again, Abaya is going to talk about a discussion in the Tanaim and say it's got to be blank. Amar Abaya, Hari Amru Tekrovas Avodas Gochavim Shal Ochlin. Let's say we have Tekrovas Avodas Gochavim. Food that I'm giving to an Avodah Zarah. Mitamin Ba'ohel. That's what the Brisa says. Tekrovas Avodah Zarah is Mitamin Ba'ohel. As we mentioned yesterday, that there's Tumas Avodas Gochavim. Tumas Avodah Zarah, yeah?
Same question yesterday, it's a loss. Doesn't Tumah require a shear?
Tumah require a shear. And here there's no shear because Kiddush Mechla Shear, right? Because it's an Isra, I'm saying, but it only requires a shear, but only a shear when the definition of the item is not going to undermine the shear. Here you're going to tell me, so it always requires a shear, it'll never be Tameh because they'll never have the shear. But that's part, Higufa. If Chazar were Metameh it, so that means that it's still going to be matame. What arla and other items that are usher by now can never be matame? I think it's still going to be matame. I don't think there in other ways you need a shear. So for other halachas it wouldn't be allowed, like for an esrog. But for the tumah, I guess the fact that they instill tumah in it, that Gufa says that for this halacha it is considered a shear, even though its destiny is to be burnt. Anyway, back to this case. So the brisa says tikrovas of avodah zara of food is matame ba'ohel. That halacha is tumah. It can't be da'oraisa. Why? Same thing. The rabbi says this is an example of food that will eventually be matame ba'ohel. So that would go against our general principle of food never being able to be matame to machamura. But here you see it can because it's part of it becomes tikrovas avodah zarah. So the Gemara again says no. That doesn't matter. It can still be daraisa. Why? Kishashimesh maisa eitshimesh. Because when it was being mishamesh, it was a maisa eitz. What is maisa eitz? Rashi says it's asur bahana. And therefore, it's not functioning as anything. And therefore, you can't say that that has any connection to its previous status when it was regular food. It was maisa eitz. It wasn't serving any function. Number two. Number three, Amar Abaya. Hare Amru, Chiburi Ochlin, Kekelim Damu. Abaya says we have a brisa that says, Chiburi Ochlin are like Kalim. What does that mean? Rashi explains also from Maseches Pesachim, if I have a pot, okay, we don't have pots. The pots in those days weren't like the pots in these days where it was smooth and metal. Let's say it was made out of earthenware. And therefore, sometimes you get cracks in the earthenware. Into the cracks, dough goes. Let's say I'm a vatel that dough there. I'm going to make it part of the crack. I'm going to make it part of the pot. It's going to be in the crack. The butzek shebesid ke areva. That's the case. So, chibur ochlin kekelim damu. That chibur that is made by the food, it gains the status of a kli for all halachas of tumintara. If a mace touches it, so then it's going to be tumay. So, tumaz ala daraisa. Abaye says, that can't be daraisa. Same thing. Diyasakadak daraisa. Matinu lo ochal shumatami tumachamura. You see, ochal become tumachamura. Answer again, because a shimish might say eight shimish. When it's part of the pot, it's not functioning anymore as food. So therefore, you can't relate the when it's in one stage of its existence to the other stage of its existence. Period. I don't know if Abaya, gotta try to work on this. Was each one of these, did Abaya know the answer to the previous one and still ask the question? By each one of these, maybe, I don't know what order he asked them in. Like what Simi said before, maybe in the first case, it's exactly the same thing it was. You didn't change it any way physically. It's the same cube. Here, you mushed it in a little bit. Or by the Avodah Zarah, maybe that's as unique, because it's Asar Bano. Right, so each case has a uniqueness, so maybe that's why it has to give an answer for each one. That's three. Number four, Amalei Rav Abba LaRava, fourth out of five. Rav Abba says to Rava, Hadatanya, this we had yesterday, Mishnah in Uksin, Chelav Nevela Bikfarim Sarach Machshava V'Hechsher, the Chelav of Nevela in villages requires Machshava and Hechsher. I mentioned yesterday, quickly, that Rashi quotes two reasons why they used to not eat chalev in the villages. Either because there weren't so many people, so they just ate basar. They didn't eat chalev. Or because they were poor, that they couldn't afford it. Kind of the opposite. But either way, the important point of the Mishnah is that chalev was not normally eaten in the kfarim. And therefore, in order for it to be mitameh, so you have to have machshava and heksher on this chalev. So the Gemara says, so Rav Papa says, Tumaso agav kul yalav da'oraisa. The chalev that had been attached to the kulya, the kidneys, beforehand, that tumah must not be daraisa. Why? Here's the opposite direction. Here, you have chalev that could eventually become food, right, with machshava and heksher, but previously, it had been part of the kidney, and it was chalev, part of the kidney that was going to be matame daraisa. So says Rav Papa, it can't be matame daraisa, because then it's something that will become food that originally was matame to machamura. So that doesn't that violate our principle? So again, the Gemara is going in both directions. If it was to machamura earlier or later, it's in its history. So again, the Gemara says because shemesh masha eats shemesh. When it was part of the chelev, it wasn't its own existence. It wasn't ochel. Rashi says it was just a shomer to the kidneys. So therefore, you cannot relate one time to the other time. Last one. Amar of Masna. Last one. Hari Amru. Bayish Shesichachu Bizraim. Let's say you have stalks with seeds growing on them, still in their kernels. You have stalks, and you're going to use that for a roof. You're going to take these stalks and put it on your roof to use it. If those zra'im were already tamei, once you use them for the roof, it becomes part of the definition of the house, and therefore it loses its tumah. But, on the other hand, it becomes roli to become tamei, tumas bayis hamenuga, tumas bayis of a house. So that halacha, again, tumas olav daraisa. It must be that's not daraisa. De'isak adai daf daraisa. Because if it's daraisa, matzino lezram shemetame tumachamura. Same thing. You see zraim, you see seeds that are related to tumachamura. It's going to be able to become bayis hamenuga, an avatuma. So the Gemara answers again, because shemish b'asei shemish. No. When it's part of the roof, you don't see it as food anymore. It's not food. And therefore, it is not a violation of that principle. Okay, end of discussion. We don't have really time. I was going to spend some time on Tumas Bayis HaMenuga. Again, listen to the mitzvah shir, Mitzvah Kufay in Zion, where we quoted a beautiful discussion of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim discusses that every house in Eretz Yisrael could become a Bayis HaMenuga, so isn't every house Makabal Tumah? How could you build a mikveh in a house in Eretz Yisrael? Everything is Davar HaMakabal Tumah. It talks about that. Whether Tumas Bayis HaMenuga is not a Kabbalist Tumah, it's just a mitzius of a Bayis HaMenuga, that Mamela is Tumah. You can look there, listen to that mitzvah shir, Kufay in Zion. Okay, but now we have to go further. Okay, some days we spend time off the daf, some days we have to spend time just explaining the Gemara. Weiter. Reb Shimon Metayer. So, back to the Mishnah. Reb Shimon, back to the Mishnah on Kuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Reb Shimon is Metayer, the last three words of the Mishnah. What was the case? The case was that an Aver, Remeir holds that an Aver is Metame, this Aver that was was semi-detached, and then the animal died. So he said, Misa Osen Nifo. Misa makes it as if it was detached earlier. So therefore, this limb is considered Aver Menachai, not Aver Menanavela. That was Rabbi Meir Shita. Reb Shimon, Tahar. Doesn't give her a Tahar. Manavshach, E Misa Osen Nifo. If Misa makes it considered as if it was detached beforehand, Litami Misham Aver Menachai. E Ein Misa Osen Nifo. If Misa does not make Nifo, and therefore is part of the animal that died, Litami Misham Aver Menanavela. So what are these three words of Reb Shimon Matar going on? So Gemara says Reb Shimon Areishakoi. Really, Reb Shimon is going on back to the first case. The whole basic chiddush of our Mishnah that a semi-detached limb is metami tumas ochlin. That's what Reb Shimon is arguing on. Ha'ir Rav Abbasra Madud Olin Bebehema metami tumas ochlin bimkoman v'sricha nechsher. The Tanakhama said this huge chiddush that while it's still detached, it's not an avail yet, but it can be Matami Tomas Ochlin. Reb Shimon argues on that. Reb Shimon Matar, Reb Shimon says, what are you talking about? Until it's detached, it's not Matame. Amar Avasi, Amar Biochana, my time with Reb Shimon. And what's the reason? That's what Reb Shimon is arguing on. Those three words are going back on the first case. What's the Svara? Amar Kro, because the Pasuk says, Mikol Ha'ochel Asher Yeochel, from anything, this is in the context of Hekshul Kabal Tumah, from any food that is eaten, Ochel Shata Yochel Lahachil Lacherim Kari Ochel, Ochel that you could feed to others is called Ochel, Ochel Shieta Yochel Lahachil Lacherim in Kari Ochel. If you cannot feed it to others, you can't, it's not called Ochel. And like Mati alluded to before, this case of the limb, it's also even to goyim. So what did Rashi say? The Tanakhama says you have a kavana to be machle to a goy beisser. But Reb Shimon would say no. The principle is tumas ochel is only by something that's mutter to eat. Period. It doesn't matter if you have kavana to make it into an ochel isser. So therefore, Reb Shimon argues on the whole principle. Reb Shimon says that if you have a semi-detached limb, it cannot become tumas ochel. Period. Amalei Reb Zera l'Ravasi. What do you need this whole drasha for the basis of Reb Shimon? Dilma time of the Reb Shimon Hasa, maybe the reason for Reb Shimon there is holam u'ura mu'ura. Maybe he just holds. If it's still attached, it's still attached. Ochel means if you have a vegetable that's still attached to the ground. It can't become tumas ochel yet. Here too, it's still attached, it's still part of the animal. Why can't you just say me svara? You don't need a pasuk, a drasha for Reb Shimon. Titania, like the Brisa says, yichur shel te'ena, or it's the Mishnah Nuxim we had earlier, yichur shel te'ena shel nifshach, umur beklipa. If you have a branch of a tree that got separated but it's still connected by its bark, Rabbi Yehuda says metar because it's still part of the tree. But chacham say, well, it depends. Im yachol lichyo star, if it can regenerate itself, it's star, im laf, tame, and if not, tame. V'yamina lacham my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda over there that if it's still attached by the bark, it's still good enough via martlan hol ma'ura ma'ura. So as long as it's still physically attached, it's not called detached for hilchos tumah. So why do we have to say, oh, Reb Shimon svara is based on this drasha from the pasuk? Just say it's a svara. So the Gemara says you're right. So what we're about to do now is you're right. Reb Shimon said this whole drasha to explain a different context. You're right. He argues on the ratio because of svara, what we just said. But he quoted this drasha for something, so where did he quote this drasha for? As follows. Amar le amitzi asa. Reb Shimon used this drasha of, it's gotta be edible for the middle case. What middle case? This case of the Mishnah. Nishchata behema. What happens if you have this dangling limb, and then the animal is shechted? Hokshru b'tameh, de Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, if you remember, shchit is not osen nifl. And therefore, this animal is hokshra b'dameha. It's shechted, so it's not an avela. So, but it's hokshra with the blood of the shechting. Reb Shimon amar lo hokshra. Reb Shimon there said, remember, we discussed this, lo hokshru. Amar Reb Yochanan my time, Reb Shimon. What's the reason for Reb Shimon in that middle case of the Mishnah? Remember, there are three cases of the Mishnah. The Ikar Adin while still attached, semi-attached. Then we have the case of Shechita, and then we have the case of Mesa. Those are the three cases of the Mishnah. So that was suggesting that his drush is used for the middle case. Amar krami kala ochel she yochel. Ochel she the yochel achilo lachem kari ochel. Ochel she enet the yochel achilo lachem ein kari ochel. Right? Yeah, that drush is used by the middle case. That hechshel akabel tuma, which is that we're trying to use the blood for there, it only works on something that is edible. This is not edible. Because this limb cannot be eaten, according to anybody. period. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Didn't we spend the whole day yesterday giving five different pshatim for the machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim? V'dilma, time to Rav Shimon, biyahi, ikad Rav, ikad Rav Yochanan, we spent time. The machlokas is whether the animal could be a yad to the animal could be a yad to the aver. Whether you have to have machshava before the hechsher. All these different, so maybe those are the svaras from Shimon, not this drasha. So Gemara says, okay, Alolama Seifa. It's going on. This drasha is used for Rav Shimon in the Seifa. V'lav a'aver ela a'basar. It's to explain the issue of basar menachai, not aver menachai. Meaning, mesa ha'behema, in the case that the animal dies. So we say, if you remember, misa osa nifol. So it's as if the limb was detached beforehand. Ha'basar tzarech heksher. This basar needs heksher. This basar of the limb needs heksher to be makabal toma. Rav Shimon mitar, Rav Shimon says, no. It does not need heksher. Why? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Amar Krat, Mikol Ochel She Yochel, Ochel She Yochel, Achil Achem Kari Yochel, Ochel She Yochel Achem Ein Kari Yochel. Remember this. Even this Basar Menachai, it's not going to be Metame, but it will never be able to be eaten. So Rabbi Shimon says, if it can never be able to be eaten, so it can't become Tame. Period. The Tanakhama says, yes, it can be Mukshar, and you can make it into an Ochel. So says Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon, no. If it's always going to be Aser, then you can't be Mukshar Lakabal Tama. Okay, let's try to do two more minutes. If we don't finish, by the time we'll finish tomorrow. Says the Mishnah. Parallel case. What if you have a semi-detached limb of a person? Tahorin, that's tar. It's not tummy mace. By a person, tummy mace is only by a dead body or a fully detached limb. Mace ha'adam, ha'basar mutter. And if the person dies, then that basar that had been semi-detached is tar. It's not considered part of the mace. Why? Because misa osa nifl, as we said, also by people, and therefore it's considered already detached beforehand. Rabbi Shimon retire, and Rabbi Shimon says tar. Rabbi Shimon say tar in that case by an aver that was semi detached from a person. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon manavshach. Same question we asked before. Misa osa nifl, time mishum aver menachai. If misa osa nifl was considered detached beforehand, so at least Rabbi Shimon would say it should be aver menachai. V'ein misa osa nifl, time mishum aver menames. So what's Rav Shimon talking about? Rav Shimon has to agree it's this semi-detached limb is metame in some way. So Rav Shimon abba amaka, you're right. Rav Shimon is arguing in general. To ka'amar tanakama ha'aver metame mishum aver menachai ve'en metame mishum aver menames. The tanakama holds that misa osa nifol, and therefore this limb that was semi-detached before the person died is considered as if it was detached before the person died. Alma, Aver Hames Ba'alma Metame? You say the Tanakhama holds that an Aver Min Hames is Metame? Alma Le Rab Shimon, Aver Hames Ba'alma Lo Metame. He argues on that principle in general. There's no such thing as Tumas Aver Min Hames. Titania, Amr Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati Sheaver Menachai Metame. Well, says, I know that Aver Menachai is Metame. I heard that Aver Menachai is Metame. Which is mashma that Aver ben Ames is not mitame. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, menachai v'lo ben Ames? What, you think it's such a diuk? If they said Aver menachai is mitame, Aver ben Ames is not mitame, kavachomer. No. It's a kavachomer that it would be mitame. Umachai shehu tahar, Aver haporesh bimenu tame. If a chai, which a person is tahar, then Aver haporesh bimenu can be tame automatically. Mei shehu tame lo kol shekein. It's a kol shekein. If the Brisa says, if you heard that an Aver menachai is metame, Aver menames is surely metame. After all, I'll give you another example, says the Gemara. Kasem Megillas Tainus. It says in Megillas Tainus, as we know, the early Megillah that listed all the days that you're not allowed to fast. Pischa ze'ira d'lo lemispeid. You're not allowed to have a hesped on Pesach Sheni. So ha rabba lemispeid. What? So real Pesach Rishon, you're allowed to have a hesped? No. El kol dechein. It's a kol shekein that you wouldn't be able to have a hesped. So achanami kol dechein. So too here. Just because you heard Rabbi Eliezer that an aver min hachai is mitame, Aaron Amaze is also mitame. So my blazer answers kashamati. What can I do? This is what I just heard. Meaning, period, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon would be the shitas that Rabbi Shimon, and our mission would hold like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning that only Aver Minha Chai will be Matame, and Aver Menames he doesn't hold of. Umayika, finishing up, Umayika, Bein Aver Menachai, Aver Menames, what's the difference between the two? So Kizai is Batsar, Ve'etzem Kisaora, so what's the difference now between Aver Menachai and Aver Menames? So Kizai is Batsar, Ve'etzem Kisaora, you know what, I don't want to rush through the last five lines. So we'll stop by Umayika. Beth Hashem, we'll finish this up tomorrow, and then Beth Hashem, we will start the next parak of Haziroah. So we'll start with Umayika. Good, and again, today's shiur and this week's shiur are sponsored by the Michaelson and Kozowski families in memory of their grandmothers, Leah Bas Yehoshua and Rachel Tzipora Bas Mordechai. Thank you for the sponsorship.